on the line of ready to have some fun, I think. I think she's a fun girl. I'm not real sure. It's Elle King, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I'm fine, but I'm not the one with the banging tune.
I'll take it.
I know you. I got to tell you something. I had no idea you started writing Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home in 2013. That's almost a lifetime ago.
Yeah, you're telling me. I've been sitting on this chunk of gold for like almost 10 years.
Dang.
Yeah.
What were you waiting for? Was it a rewrite, a couple words, the right person to sing it with? You probably didn't write it as a duet.
No, I didn't write it as a duet. And it's funny because I hadn't really found myself yet when I was writing that. And I wrote it with Martin Johnson, and we spent 2 days together. And we wrote America's Sweetheart off of my first record, which should have been a country single. And then the next day we wrote Drunk. And I hadn't found my confidence of like being able to say no in a room or being able to be like, oh, like that's a cool idea, but what about this? I hadn't learned that yet. And so Martin and I, we just kind of lost touch and we reconnected. And I said, man, we have to rewrite Drunk. I'd never connected with the verses. And so we rewrote the verses while I was on tour with Miranda, and we would come back to Nashville, wake up there every Sunday. And so we rewrote the verses in 15 minutes.
Wow.
And it's just interesting how it was like, just waiting. It was just waiting. And I didn't realize it. Sometimes you just don't see it, you know? And I didn't know that it was supposed to be a duet. And I mean, Miranda just took it from like a catchy song to a party anthem.
True.
It's true. And I thought I was waiting to change the words. I didn't know that I was waiting for another person on it. And there is no other person that could have done it besides Miranda.
Right down to the video.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Which was, of course, you know, that took home the ACM Video of the Year.
Yep. I'll take it.
So, gosh, I guess everything happens at the right time, you know, because that was a tough category this year, too. And you grabbed it.
It was. And we earned that one because we had a lot of fun making it. And I'm not an entitled person. So I never walk into any situation like, we deserve that one. That one's mine. But I felt like this one's ours. We deserve it. It's good. So,
There's a lot going on in that video.
Definitely. Definitely a lot. A whole lot of mullet.
A lot of 1980s weddings, I think.
Yes. Yeah. It was the most fun I've ever had on any music video experience ever. Music videos are not usually fun for me, and I just wanted to enjoy it. And I wanted, if Miranda's going to give us her time, I want her to have fun doing it. So it was really important to me. And so I just thought that we should play characters. And I knew that she would enjoy it. And me and Miranda get along because we like to have fun and we like to laugh. And I was like, let's just laugh while we do it. And so that's how it came to be.
And we still laugh when we get to watch it. So good call.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, listen, congratulations on that. The first time we were exposed to you on country was with Dierks, right? For Different for Girls?
Yes.
You know how to choose them too. That's a song that stuck with me too.
I mean, it's a good one. I feel like Dierks is so cool and he took a massive chance on me. And I mean, I don't think either of us knew, you know, that it would be such a pivotal thing for me in my life. And it definitely was an unexpected but very needed thing. And I owe so much to Dierks for taking a chance on me. And I don't know, it's led to this natural progression of, I didn't realize that I was going to find myself in country, in like, not even like end up there, but like finding out who I am and that's where I belong. So it's definitely a very beautiful and like very meaningful thing to me.
Good. And you guys also sounded great together at the Ryman the other night. You were playing, right? And Dierks came to back you up.
Yeah. Yeah. We debuted our new song together, Worth a Shot, at the Ryman. So fun.
That's amazing. Dierks was in Colorado for so long, I didn't think he'd ever come back to Nashville. And now it's like, every time you turn around, he's on a stage in Nashville. You guys sounded great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that show was definitely a major highlight of my life. And I will never forget that night. That was cool.
I bet. So how's Lucky? How's being a mom?
the best thing that's ever happened to me in my life. I love him so much. He's so cute and so perfect, and he's just growing and evolving and learning, and so are we. And it's just the greatest time of my life.
That's so awesome. Elle King, everybody. Yeah. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you.